What's going on, guys? It's your boy Big Baby Steve. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Philly Talks, peeps. Thank you for every time you guys play that play button and download the episode. It means a lot to me. It truly does. I love you guys for it. Thank you for the support. And we're going to keep growing. I actually haven't looked at how many listeners I have now. I'm pretty sure I've grown, but I just haven't looked at it in so long. Not that I don't care. It's just like, I know it's going to happen over time since I've started the pod. I've been consistent with the podcast earlier this year and everything. I've always known that was going to be, it's, that my viewership and my listener attendance was going to grow. So I really don't pay attention to it too much. But I'm definitely going to, you know, look at it for a fact. And on the next episode, I'll give you guys an update. So this episode is not the episode of me and Kat talking about our exes. It's actually a Super Bowl recap. I didn't realize that the episodes were going to land on the same week. So right now is the Super Bowl recap between the Patriots and the Chiefs. That's what I'm going to be talking about. And then on Wednesday, I'll be dropping the episode with me and Kat about if we regret our exes and would we invite them out to our wedding in the future and stuff like that. So that's coming up this Wednesday. Don't miss out. But I really wanted to talk about the Chiefs versus the Patriots in this Super Bowl because it was, I don't want to say it was crazy. I just don't like the way everyone is hanging their complaints. Like every Super Bowl, there's a complaint. Don't get me wrong. And mostly every football game, there's a complaint. But the one that everyone's hanging their hat on is the flags that happened yesterday in the second half, at the end of the second half, right before halftime, when the Chiefs literally got like five flags within one drive with the Buccaneers on offense and the Chiefs on defense. Like, that was so, so bad. So since that, everyone's been giving Tom Brady grief, saying that the refs were on their side and stuff like that. I've been hearing that. I was in a group chat just last night, and we were texting and sending voice messages and everything, and that was the main complaint. The refs are, you know, are flagging the Chiefs too much, and they're siding with the Buccaneers, with Brady. Not even the Buccaneers, with Brady, because Brady's been inside the league for almost 20-something years now. I think it's his 21st year so far. So because he's been, you know, his 21st year in the league, the refs now, you know, are going to favor him. And I don't think that's a fair concept, especially for the refs. You know what I'm saying? It's hard enough to do their jobs without having to be criticized. But when you're criticized on the biggest stage of the game for doing your job, like, it, I can only imagine what the refs are there. Like, we can't do anything right. You know what I'm saying? If we don't flag it, we missed it and we're blind. If we call it, then we're being too excessive and we're not being fair and being one-sided. Like, I feel for them. I feel for them. So one thing that was brought up in the group chat, well, before I even get to that, so, you know, no, let's go into the group chat, because this is for you guys to know my sense of timeline. So last night in the group chat, it was brought up, five flags in the end of the second quarter and on the last drive of the Buccaneers and stuff like that. It was said in the group chat that, like, that's never been seen before. You usually don't even call pass interference anymore in the NFL, and such and such. And I agree. That I did agree. Like, pass interferences usually do not get called as much. I will agree with that. And, you know, the Chiefs got hit by probably like three times with a pass interference. You know what I'm saying? And I think one thing was three was pass interference. One was a defense enforcement, maybe. But I know there were a couple pass interferences. But I agree with those pass interferences. But nonetheless, I'm at the gym. I just got out the gym. And there was these two guys that are working out. They were talking to this other guy who was working out. They're not together. They just, you know, made eye contact and started talking about it because they have Sports Center on the TV in the gym. And the one guy goes, you know, and he's talking about the flags and whatever. I'm thinking he's going to talk about the flags and why he thinks it was unfair, blah, blah, blah. No. He goes in and goes, not only was the refs on the Buccaneers side, he said that Tony Romo, that was on commentary, that was reporting, was also agreeing with the refs. So he was in the pocket of Brady as well. He was trying to go. He wanted Brady to win more than ever as well. He was on Brady's side as well. Like, I don't think Tony Romo gives two flying wazoos who wins the Super Bowl. He is retired. He is doing Bud Light commercials. He is commentating. He is making money, and he doesn't have to get criticized or hit to make that money. He doesn't have to throw a ball. He doesn't have to run. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have to remember plays. You know, he doesn't have to do any of that. He's retired. He's on, like, he doesn't. Yeah, I'm pretty sure if he felt like that call was unfair, any of the calls, he would have said it. You know what I'm saying? Like Tony Romo was definitely like, oh yeah, that's he was agreeing with it basically, as he was reporting on the game. And it's like, come on, guys, how many excuses are we going to have for this game? Like, I think. Let me go down. Let me tell you what a pass interference is. All right, just so everybody's on is clear in case you don't know. A pass interference is when you're on the defensive side and a wide receiver, a tight end, has the option to run. He is running down the field past you. Now, when he is running past you, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you can jam your opponent. If you're on defense, you can jam him, meaning you can put hands on him to stop his movement within 5 yards. After 5 yards, you can't touch him. You know what I'm saying? You can't hold his jersey. You can't grab his waist. You can't trip him. You can't grab his helmet. You can't grab his hands to stop him from trying to slow him down or stop him from grabbing a ball that he's thrown at him. You can't do any of that. The Chiefs literally did that. For a fact, they did that. And the crazy part is, it wouldn't have been called if it was any other quarterback. It wouldn't have been called. Why? Oh, because the referees are on Tom Brady's side. No, because Tom Brady has been playing for 20 something years, so he knows who the referees are. He knows what they tolerate and what they don't tolerate. So he used his experience, right, to do exactly what he was supposed to do. You see, what happens is, when you're a quarterback and you've got three wide receivers and a tight end, and they all go out and they run their routes down the field, usually a quarterback will see one, his number one receiver, who he usually is going to throw to. And if he's scrambling or he's fighting hands or he's neck and neck with somebody, they say, okay, he's covered, I can't throw to him. So he goes down his progression. He looks at his receiver 2, 3, and his tight end. Which ones are open? He goes down his progressions, looking for someone that's open. Guys like Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Big Ben, who's this, the guy from Jesus? I'm blanking on the Saints quarterback. Jeez Louise. I'm going to be so mad that I'm blanking on his name. Jesus Christ. I'll come back. But those quarterbacks that have been playing for years and years, they know that, oh, you guys are scrambling for the ball, I'm going to throw it up to you in hopes that I get a pass interference. Because if the ball doesn't go towards that receiver, then usually refs won't call a pass interference because the ball wasn't thrown to those receivers. See, Tom Brady has realized very quickly in his last couple of years, he's like, I don't have to force anything. If I just throw the ball to a corner and a receiver that are fighting to get ahead, mostly 9 out of 10 times the defensive corner or safety is going to get called for pass interference. That's how it's played. You can't touch the receiver until the ball gets into his hands or gets near him. The only thing you can do is make a play for the ball. You can't make a play to the player. And I think that's what a lot of people are missing. You can't make a play to the player. You can't stop the player, but you can make a play on the ball. You can hit the ball, you can deflect the ball, you can intercept the ball, but you just can't put your hands on the receiver while he's trying to catch the ball. That's the only thing that I think a lot of people are forgetting and weren't really paying attention to. And I think that's why most of the pass interference don't get called as much, because the ball doesn't get thrown. Brady realized very quickly, I'd rather get the 15-yard pass interference from the point where the interference happened at. So it's not 15 yards from where the ball is thrown. Once you do a pass interference, it's 15 yards from where the interference happened. So literally, Brady's like, I can literally get 30 to 40 yards on you guys just by flags. And if you don't believe me, go watch most of Brady's games in the last 5 years. Same thing with Rodgers. Same thing with Big Ben. Go watch their games. They literally wait for the safety or cornerback to be neck and neck, fighting hands with each other, with their receivers, and they throw it right to them in hopes that they get a flag. And most of the time they get it because they know who the referee is. Not as in like, oh, you're going to do me a favor. No, they just know what referees tolerate what and what flags and penalties they usually call and they look for. You know, when you've been playing for years and years and years, like, that's going to happen. You're going to know the people that are officiating your game. And it's not just for football. That's for any sport. That's for any sport. You know what I'm saying? That's what I say, you know, get to know the game. When they mean that, they mean don't just get to know just the game and the rules, but what the referees are looking for and what they're not looking for, you know? And I think that's what Tom Brady did. And he took advantage of it. Why? Because he's experienced. He has that experience. And now look, don't get me wrong. I know some people are like, oh, you're just, you know, defending Brady. I am not a Brady fan. I became a Brady fan this year. My man has been playing for 20 years. I got into football in 2011, where I started really watching football. So I have not been a fan of Brady whatsoever while he was a Patriot. I wasn't. It just, nothing he did excited me. Nothing other than the Super Bowl against the, who was it? The Cardinals or the Falcons? That was the only one that excited me. It was like, oh, okay, cool. That's kind of cool. But other than that, nothing Brady did was, you know, even interested me. This year interested me because now he was going from one team to another team. And in 1 year, he was going to try to make a Super Bowl run. And you wanted to see if he can do it at 43 years old because the coach didn't want him. He thought he was too old and he couldn't do it anymore. And basically blaming the quarterback that, like, hey, like, we need somebody younger because you can't play at the level that you used to play. And Brady, with that fire in him, went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers were not good whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? They had a losing record. They have not been at a playoff in forever. And here comes Brady, and in 1 year, changes that whole program around. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. And that Buccaneers defense was nasty. And that was the biggest thing going into the game that I was chatting about in the group chat. I said, it's not about if Patrick Mahomes can run. It's if the Buccaneers can get to Patrick Mahomes. And not only contain him, but knock him down to see if he can get back up. And don't get me wrong, Patrick Mahomes got up plenty of times. He got knocked down plenty of times. He got sacked plenty of times. One of the sacks was really bad. And late in the quarter, I think it was like in the third quarter, where he got folded. It was three Buccaneer big old guys. Just boom, just smashed him. He literally looked like a rag doll. That's how he looked like. I'm surprised he got up and didn't say, get me the hell out of here. You know, but he definitely got hurt at some point within the first two quarters because the commentary team reported that his ankle was hurting him and he wasn't moving. And even with that, he was still getting away from stacks. He was still running the ball. He was making some amazing throws, even though some of them didn't hit. But the way that, you know, the defenders would get on him and try to drag him down and he would literally still make a throw, like, that's playmaker stuff right there. You know, do not try to rate Patrick Mahomes on what you saw last night at the Super Bowl. I mean, don't do that. Mahomes is a playmaker. He's a five-star quarterback. Yesterday was just not his night. And I believe most of it had to do with the defense. But the offense also wasn't on point either. But I think the Buccaneers just have a great... I've been talking about the Buccaneers defense for weeks and weeks now. Even when before they got into their eight-game winning streak at the end of the season, I said that Buccaneers defense is something else. You know what I'm saying? There's some bad men on that defense. You really got to watch them. So that's what I was saying about their defense. I knew their defense was good. And they showed up. They literally showed up last night at the Super Bowl. But yeah, I think a lot of the flags were Brady wanted them, and he got them, and he knew how to get them. You know what I'm saying? I think he knew that how to get them, where to throw the ball. And the one where Mike Evans is running, I believe it's like in the second. It's a second quarter late in the late drive. Mike Evans is running for his life, literally running for his life, trying to grab that ball. I do not think Mike Evans is going to catch that ball. I don't think so. You know, and call me, say what you want to say about me and what you think about that. I don't think he was going to catch that ball. I think for a fact that was going to be a miss. But because he's been playing with Tom Brady, and you don't, if you don't think Tom Brady tells his wide receivers and his tight ends and his running backs and be like, hey, if I throw the ball deep to you and you just feel the defender just tap you on the side, you better flop. You better fall down. Give me those 15 yards extra that we need. Give me those 30, 35 yards. Because if I throw it 20 yards deep and you flop because the defender touched you and we could get a flag on that, that's an extra 15. So we just made 35 yards. There's only 100 yards on the field. So we just got 35 yards. We're in good shape here. And we're starting off our own 20. We're already basically at the 50 at this point. You know, like, we're halfway there just on a flag. So if you don't think Tom Brady was back there telling these guys before the game in the beginning of the season, hey, make sure, you know, we make these defenders pay for touching us. If you don't think he was saying that, you're crazy. Tom Brady's a winner. He wants to win at all costs, no matter what. So when Mike Evans notices he can't catch that ball and he's running at full steam, and then the defender behind him like hits him on his waist, he flopped. I think it's a flop. Don't get me wrong. But it touched. He touched him. There's nothing different than what Embiid does with the Sixers, and nothing different what LeBron does with the Lakers. There's nothing different. If I can get a flag or a foul or a penalty on you, that's going to help me, that's going to help my team and put me in a better position, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. Anybody's gonna do it. And I think that's what happened with Mike Evans. He was like, oh, I felt his hand push me, so I'm just gonna fall down because I know I'm not gonna catch it. And you get the flag. Like, boom, like it's not rocket science. And the refs have to call it. And you know, don't get me wrong. I know people are saying that, like, oh, it's up to the ref's discretion. No, it's not up to the ref's discretion. Not anymore. It was taken out of the discretion a long time ago. Now is if you see it, call it. That's it. We don't care what you think about it, how you feel about it. If you see it, call it. That's what the refs have been told. If you see it, call it. We're taking it out of your hands because there's too many refs, and too many refs are going to see things differently every single time. So it's unfair because some games, one guy might be like, oh, I don't think he really meant it. And then on another game, oh, I think he did mean it. And now you're just a guessing game. Now it's just you see it, you call it. And that's exactly what they did. They see it, they call it. And because of that, that second drive, that second quarter and late drive, that helped them out a lot. You know, and then I saw Matthews out there, and he was outraged on the Kansas City defense. He was surprised that he got a flag on, I think it was Gronk, while Gronk was going up the middle. My man, Gronk is big as shit, number one. Number two, you literally wrapped your arms around him to try to stop him from going forward. And then Brady saw that and threw the ball to him. What did you think was going to happen? You try to jam him up. Brady throws the ball. You still jammed him up. He misses. The refs have to call it. He was really upset. Like, that was the most upset I've seen Honey Badger be in a minute. He's usually a cool, calm, collected type, but that night, last night at the Super Bowl, he was not. He wasn't pissed. He was pissed. And I feel for him. I thought, you know, Kansas City, if you would have told me Kansas City would only have 3 field goals in the Super Bowl, I'd be, you're crazy. They're too talented. They're too talented. I thought this was going to go down to the last minutes of the quarter. And in my head, I said, the one thing that Mahomes doesn't want whatsoever is to give Brady the ball in a close game late in the fourth quarter. Do not leave the ball in Tom Brady's hands late. Didn't need that. Tom Brady blew past him by the third quarter. It's like, yeah, we're not looking back. We're just going to kill the clock in the fourth quarter at this point. And that's what they did. They literally killed the clock in the fourth quarter. That's some real nasty. Like, that was some nasty nastiness that I saw. And I was like, wow, that's once I saw that, I was like, yeah, we're gonna the Mahomes and the Chiefs really need a miracle in this one. And they didn't get it. They wished and prayed and worked hard for it, but they just didn't get it. Crazy enough, I thought if you would have told me Tyreek Hill was not gonna get 50 yards in this game, I would have been like, you're crazy. Tyreek Hill was gonna get more than 50 yards. Literally, it was the complete opposite. I had made a bet where Tyreek Hill makes over 90 yards and Travis Kelce makes under 94 yards in this game. And it was the complete opposite. I should have done the opposite. And I would have won some money. Like, that's how bad it was. Seeing what I saw, this is how simple it is. Brady is the guy that says, yeah, you can beat me in a sprint. If you want to sprint, you can beat me. But can you beat me in a marathon? Can you go four quarters with me without making mistakes? And I think the Chiefs made a mistake. I think in the marathon race, they shot themselves in the foot. Now, I have never ran a marathon, but I can only imagine how hard it is to run a marathon with a bullet in your foot. When you shoot yourself in the foot, I can only imagine how hard it is to finish a marathon. Must be hard. Must be almost impossible. It is impossible. You need your feet. What you gonna do, crawl? You gonna crawl the rest of the marathon? Like, come on. I think Brady did exactly what he was supposed to do. He used his experience, and I think he elevated the game of all the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this is why it's so important that you have a good quarterback on your team. This is why I was talking about earlier in the podcast when I was talking about, you know, people talking about Wentz trading him and all that stuff early in the season. I said, you can't, like, we have Wentz is good. Like, he might be, you know, he might be having a bad season, but he's good. You're crazy if you try to get rid of him. We're hearing now that we might get rid of him, but, you know, at this point, I think he also wants to be traded as well. I think both parties are just like, yeah, we're just going to separate. You know, I think it's better. And it's, and, you know, I can see Wentz going to the Colts. You know what I'm saying? Phillip Rivers just retired. I can see him going there. Some people are speculating that that's where he should go, and I don't blame him. That's where his quarterback coach for the Super Bowl, that Super Bowl season is at right now. And I'm pretty sure he would love to bring him in and go, hey, like, I know the potential this kid has. He's still young, and we can still, you know, I don't want to say use him, but we can still, you know, make the best of him for the next 5 to 6 years, maybe even 7, you know, until we need to look for another quarterback, because now you get into that range where you're in your 34, you know, you're in that Cam Newton range where you're just like, okay, you're not old, but you're not the youngest one there anymore either. So you're in that almost in your prime type situation. So it's like, you know, when you start thinking about, you know, getting a new quarterback. So I think that's good for both parties, to be quite honest. I think that's exactly what they need. And hopefully we get, you know, we get a team. I was looking at, you know, some people are saying we might, you know, there might be a chance we get Deshaun Watson. I would love that. You know what I'm saying? I think Deshaun's as a top five quarterback. Some people disagree, but I think those people are the ones that aren't really paying attention to the games. Like, he's literally top five. You know what I'm saying? Maybe top three. And this is a quarterback situation where there's a lot of good quarterbacks out right now. But yeah, I think he's top five, top three. But yeah, I don't think the refs screwed the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs screwed themselves. And I think Brady just helped guide them there. You know what I'm saying? I think he, and that, don't get me wrong. Not only did Brady use the tactics that he did for the flags and penalties, but my man was trash talking as well to Matthews. And I think that's what helped Matthews go overboard. It's one thing to do what you're supposed to do without letting the defense know. It's another thing to get in their face. This is the first time I've seen Tom Brady get in anybody's face. And him and Matt were talking, Mateo were talking at one point, and they separated, and then Brady ran over to him and got in his face again and told him something else. I don't think Brady was mad at all. I don't think Brady was upset. I think Brady was like, oh, you haven't acted up in a minute. You know, it's kind of like the Odell Beckham situation. Like, they're not going to do it because they know it's not a detriment to their team. But if I can get you to that edge, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help push you over. If I know you're a hothead and I know it's going to mess up with your game, I'm going to help push you to that limit because I want to win. I want to win. So I'm going to help you push you over that edge. And I think that's what Brady did. I think he was like, yeah, I'm going to push you over the edge. Like, I've never seen Brady get in somebody's face ever in the game. And here he is. Getting into people's faces, playing that mind game. And then to top all this off, literally the Kansas City Chiefs defense were waiting for Tom Brady to throw the ball deep. 30, 40 yards down, because they have Scotty Miller, they have Antonio Brown, they have Mike Evans, they have these guys can go deep and go fly and grab these balls. Literally, Brady said, nope. The coaching staff and Brady got together and said, yeah, you know what? I'm going to take a page out of Big Ben and the Steelers book. We're only going to run the ball and then throw only 10 to 15 yards, and then the receivers or running backs have to get the extra 10 to 15 yards after that. But we're not throwing it deep. I can literally count on my one hand how many times Tom Brady threw deep in this game at the Super Bowl. He literally threw maybe 5 times deep. Just 5. Every other thing was short. They were all short. And I think that screwed with Kansas City so much that they were waiting for the big throw down the field to, you know, get an interception or something, and it never came through. And the ones that did happen, you know, they mostly missed. And I think that's what they wanted, because they were ready for those, but they weren't ready for the short passes. They weren't ready for the run game that Fournette. Like, Fournette showed out in this game, and he hasn't shown out all year. But he showed out this game for a fact, which was really, really surprising. And you know, Wes, that's the whole point of Brady coming in and elevating everyone's game to a Super Bowl status level. And that's what you guys saw. It wasn't because the referees were on their side. It wasn't because, you know, the penalties. It was because, like, the game plan from top to bottom was solid, and they kept it, and everyone played their roles. Simple as that. They did what they had to do to win, and they came out Super Bowl champs. Should Brady have got the MVP? I don't know. I think maybe Gronk should have got MVP, because Gronk, you know, again, Gronk isn't one of those guys that, you know, came into the season from retirement, and I don't think he was in shape in the beginning of the season. So for him to get 2 touchdowns passes at the Super Bowl, and he hasn't really gotten any really touchdown passes during the season, maybe he should have been MVP. Maybe. I don't know. I think that defense should definitely have been MVP. The whole defense should have got the MVP, because they were nasty. For a fact, straight up nasty. But that's just how I feel. But all right, guys, don't forget, this Wednesday, me and Kat talk about, do we regret our exes? Get on that episode. I'm dropping it Wednesday. Thank you again for listening. You've been listening to another episode of Philly Talks. I'm going to go inside and eat, because I came out the gym and I'm hungry. So, you know, I'm about to go eat. Stay safe. Stay blessed. I'm out.